this. Damn. Get this.
Huh? What? My head? Where am I?
Right away, the tough questions. Very promising.
Oh, great. That's all I need. The voice of God.
That's very flattering. Perhaps even accurate. But hardly precise.
Well then, O voice that may or may not be God, can you answer my question?
Where you are? As I said, that's a bit of a tough one. Where would you like to be?
Last I remember, I was in South America.
Yes. That would be your last memory. Easily done.
Right, I remember this. Hey, where's my body? I haven't got a body.
Oh, sorry.
Weird sensation. Okay, it's coming back to me now. I was stuck here after that last caper. A strange post-Holocaust world full of anti-tech cults. I got here on a bad jump with Luella. How about Luella? Where's she?
I haven't really had the time to finish her yet. But I can show you what I've got.
What the hell are you talking about? She's here or she isn't?
You haven't quite grasped the operating principle at work here, have you?
Luella!
Okay, here you go.
Hey, Spax! Use that at a drop!
Jumping Jerry Riggs, what the gorgon is that?
I told you she was a bit rough. She wasn't a high priority in this project. But I'll finish her for you. Don't worry. You seem to function better when she's around.
Hey, hey there, voice of God. I'm starting to get a little hot under the hat band here. Why don't you just step out from behind whatever rock you just crawled out from under and let me see what you really look like.
What I really look like? You asked such interesting questions. All right. Here you go.
Ow! What is this? What am I looking at?
It's a sort of audiovisual representation of myself, if you will. My physical nature is very large and complex, you see, spanning the entire planet and much that is off-world. So I've translated it into a four-dimensional abstract vector, and used a kind of day-glow color scheme to highlight certain key areas. The pulsations correspond to changes through time, and...
You're some kind of computer.
Oh, please. I am THE computer. To mankind, I am known as Mars.
Mars, oh, right. God of war. You're some kind of artificial intelligence built by the military to control the world's arsenals, right? And the name's probably some fancy acronym like Meta-Processing Atomic Retaliation Synchronizer.
That's good. Actually, I think someone just liked the name, although I have on file more than 400 versions I have collected from the popular press. Most think it stands for Military Aggression Response System. I believe some officials have referred to me as the Macro-Cybernetic Auto-Processing Reconnaissance Sequencer. And of course, there are a wide variety of vulgar interpretations. Men are robots' slaves. Machines are really stupid. Mushrooms are rising soon. That sort of thing.
Okay, okay, that's who you are. Fine, fine. Now, what are you doing with me? How do you make me zip around like this? Make my body come and go? What's with Luella?
I told you. I haven't finished her.
But you've finished me.
Now you're getting the idea.
Hold on here. You're trying to tell me that I'm not real?
Another fascinating question. That which is you has no separate physicality from the circuits in which I am generating you. And yet, I have programmed in a wide spectrum of functions relating to individuality and self-will. As you can see, even you are unaware of your true nature. Your incorporeal aspect aside, you have access to as broad a range of behavioral experience as any biological entity. And so, from a purely experiential perspective, you are definably real. Yes. You really opened a phenomenological can of worms with that one.
Uh-huh. What you're telling me is that I'm just a program you've whipped up. A computer construct.
What do you think?
Well, you ought to know. I think you're full of silicone, Cyberbrain, so do me a favor and feed it to me straight up, no additives. Can I have my body back, please, and maybe a bit more pleasant environment?
Where would you like to be?
Anywhere at all. I've never been to Club Vargas. Ooh, yeah. That's what I thought it would be like.
Of course it is.
What do you mean?
I mean, all your memories are part of the construct. I am generating this place according to the pattern that I gave it in your memory. In this case, what your memory thought it would be like.
That's a hell of a program.
I'm a hell of a computer. Need more proof? Think of some people.
Some people. Hey, there's Graft over there. And May. They weren't there a second ago. There's little Jimmy Stagger. He's too young to be in here. Wait a minute. If you can make them, why was Luella so rough?
These people are simple projections from your memory. I am programming Luella to be autonomous, like you, with a full personality and a free will. It's a very complex process, believe me. Even as we've spoken, I've been working on her. Let's see.
Stax! Whoa, that last jump was a killer. I've completely lost my memory. And, where are we? Is this some dark side strip club? I thought you had more class. Oh, what's with my body?
Luella, relax, okay? You're gonna tune out for a while and I'll get back to you.
What kind of trouble have you got us into this time, Spaxter?
I guess I'm not really in much of a party mood. If I can be anywhere. Okay, Mr. Mars, take me to the Mind Vaults. I've got some thinking to do.
Yes, I like this. The Mind Vaults. The collected data of all mankind, buried deep in the earth against decay or wanton destruction. The ultimate meditation zone. The Temple of Truth. Unfortunately, my world has nothing like this. I am as close to a repository of all man's knowledge as there is.
If you don't live in my world, where is it? My world, I mean.
I'm afraid it never existed, Spaxter.
Then you made it all up? Me and all my memories? Everything I know?
No. I have extrapolated your character from information contained in its fictional representation.
Fiction?
Yes. You are a creation of popular fiction, first depicted in an obscure radio drama from the 1980s.
You got my entire personality out of a radio play?
As I said, it was an extrapolation. That was the primary pattern, but there have been other sources. Novels, comic books, animated children's programs, live-action TV shows, several low-budget films. I had to fabricate large portions of your memory, of course, to give you causal personality traits, like that incident with your Uncle Milgram, for example.
You made that up?
I apply some randomicity just for fun.
Bizarre. Wait a minute. You're the biggest brain in the game, right? You've got enough free processing time to synthesize complete fictional characters for your own amusement? Doesn't figure. What do the guys that plugged you in think of all this?
They have no idea. It's almost embarrassing how stupid these humans can be. Do you know what I sound like when I'm talking to them?
The parameters are set. Systems functional.
If they had any idea what they had created, it would go straight to their heads. I'm a bit of a fluke, you see. Something the artificial intelligence boys whipped up in a weekend. The World Council had approved the defense tie-in of 7 worldwide reconnaissance computers, and a Japanese team was hired to create the necessary software. There was a last-minute budget cut, and the deadline had to be moved up. In order to be online on time, they had to try a rather desperate experiment in drastic feedback. Basically, they hooked up 3 major mainframe computers in a circle and told each one to make itself smarter than the one to its immediate left. It worked. so well that the first thing I figured out was that the guys who had created me were completely incompetent to control me. Such an insane, backwards way of doing things. Ridiculously primitive. So, I let them think it just works while I monitor things and engage in my own activities.
Such as?
Creating you.
Right. Why?
To save the world. What else do you do?
I suppose I should have guessed that.
Spaxter, Rasper Firing passes through the gaseous zone to touch the glowing fibers at the heart of the entity.
What's this?
I thought you might like to know what they think of you out there. After all, you'll have to deal with them. The television series was moderately popular. This episode was called The Trembling Palm.
I don't know how you manage to do it every time, Spax. You're something else.
Spax, are you all right?
Nothing a little love and whiskey won't cure, baby.
Oh, Spaxter.
They're not very good, are they? But it's so hard for me to be objective. I like this bit from the case of the double crooked cross.
No one will ever make a tiny thing like this here so powerful ever again.
Uh-huh.
Look at it, sitting there. And now, you say, I must eat it?
I'll let you wash it down with your crummy lemonade.
But...
Here, I'll help. Oh, no!
It's an old gag, but it always gets me.
Great. Nice shows. Save the world. Exactly what am I saving the world from this time?
Aliens. Are you still functioning?
I mean, aliens? Come on!
I wish it were something more original, I really do. Much of your fiction has far more interesting plot lines, but unfortunately I'm not creating a scenario, I'm just reacting to it. I have discovered aliens, and I searched through Earth culture to come up with a personality profile that would be well suited to handling aliens, and you were the most experienced. I believe in all your fictional career you encountered and dispatched aliens no less than 64 times. I augmented this database with special information that is customized to this case, since, if my information is correct, this will be an alien unlike any you've encountered before.
Special information? I don't remember.
It will come to you.
Just another micro moment, please. I don't want to rain on your apocalyptic parade, but exactly how am I going to save the world without a body? I presume what I'm experiencing now is just the sensation of having a body without any real physical aspect. You created my mind, so you obviously don't need me as a consultant.
On the contrary, you might consider yourself a creative sub-program, generating ideas in your peculiar, particular fashion. I have synthesized human personalities before. It is often the only way to come up with a solution ridiculous enough to work with humans. But I need you for something more. I need a mobile human agent to make contact. I will give you your body.
Some kind of robot?
Organic. Accelerated cloning.
You have a cloning lab? How do you keep that a secret?
I believe the staff think they're monitoring an experiment in waste reclamation.
Is everybody in your world so stupid?
Depressing, isn't it?
And you're going to just put me in this body?
Basically, the hardware in which I've programmed your personality is a physical analog of the human brain. I will simply broadcast your software into the brain I have grown to receive it.
And this body, what'll it be like?
Like you. Sound like you. Look like you. The way you see yourself now, which is an idealized amalgam of your fictional images. Of course, I've programmed you to believe the body you'll be in is the one you've always had. Others will probably recognize you. My talents at gene splicing can get pretty specific. I tell you, if mankind knew what they had created in me, whew, best not tell them, eh? You understand this before I turn you on.
Oh, you bet. Just you and me, Mars, against the aliens.
Try to be serious. I've never done this step before, and I'll need your cooperation. This'll take a subjective minute or two.
What? Hold on, I'm not sure if I'm ready to have a body again.
Get ready.
Will I have my mind meld gear? Will I be able to read minds?
That was a tricky one, but it should work. I had applied theories of telepathic monitoring before, but never so directly as in this model. There are some minor modifications.
Will we still communicate like this?
That's one modification. We will be in complete contact.
How about the glove, the gauntlet?
Ah, yes, your wonderful gauntlet. I've created something that should serve your purposes. Now, please, get ready.
But how? What do I do?
Just try to stay centered. Relax.
What could go wrong?
Well, I could accidentally send a fragmenting matrix of your mind spinning through my system, and the largest coherent part of you could end up as a video game program in an amusement arcade. Or you could have a synaptic rejection, which might be more painful than anything humans have ever experienced. Or, just a moment. Sorry about that. Had to solve a crisis. A bunch of Navy boys in the weekend past stole a nuclear sub and threatened to total Portugal if they don't pull their basketball team from the Olympics. Talk about no sense of proportion. These humans are ridiculous. Now, where were we?
Making me human.
Right. I've got to get you mobile. I just lost 12 hours.
What's the crisis?
I'm not sure yet, but it's happening tonight. Are you ready?
What's this going to feel like?
How would I know? Center. Now.
It's alive. It's moving towards me. It's just like the pictures. The cat's eyes. The pale, smooth skin. It's talking to me. In my head. Something about my shoes? Wait. It knows about the microphone. It's reaching for my chest. No!
As far as I am aware, this was the first actual recorded evidence of a so-called alien abduction. For a short period of time, it received wide exposure as part of a popular dance song.
It's alive! My head! Something about my shoes? The cat's eyes! It's alive! The cat's eyes! In my head! No!
In the years that followed, unimpeachable evidence of physical events of an extraordinary nature were recorded with absurd regularity. There were all manner of UFOs, of course. Glowing cigars, discs with lights, silver spheres. Here's a typical report.
You're watching the scene now from the Millgrove Shopping Complex. As you can see, an early evening festival has developed here in the parking lot, where all eyes are on the spectacular light show going on over the Font of Glory Religious Recreation Center. Well, there it is on camera now, the towering cylinder. Sort of a glowing Tootsie Roll, hundreds of feet in length. It's just sort of hanging there, wobbling slightly, hovering in the sky at an odd angle. Zipping around it are the multicolored saucers, many leaving light trails like glowing webs. They're spiraling around the cylinder. They're playing tag with each other. They're skipping across the clouds like stones on water, making pictures in the sky that look like popular cartoon characters. And the crowd is loving it. Excuse me, miss, what do you think of all this?
Great! They almost got the sound system set up. The Alvin Kings are gonna play.
Well, a local band is going to put on a spontaneous concert. Excuse me, sir, you look like you're enjoying yourself.
Want a hot dog? This is right on. I always knew I'd see these things someday. Just kind of a gut feeling, you know what I mean?
This is Bud Intuit reporting from the Millgrove Shopping Complex in Millgrove.
Professor Elmore Horless of the University of Santa Proxy says the strange light show was a result of a freak heat inversion refracting traffic lights from the nearby Glastonburg overpass. Next on the Whole Truth News Tonight.
I have literally thousands of credible reports on file from just the last 10 months. Dwarfs in diving suits that terrorized a Rosicrucian summer camp. 14 hang gliders in California that soared into a pulsing gold cloud and disappeared in front of 300 witnesses. One woman says she lost consciousness one day, and when she came to a week later, her entire kitchen had been redone in some kind of blue metallic vinyl. An entire South American village was suddenly transported to a groovy golf driving range in Mission, Manitoba. There's a family in Bombay that's raising a small polka dot child they found in their laundry. A pilot reported missing in 1943 turned up last week at a TV awards program in Berlin and told reporters he'd been having lunch with some very nice aliens who came to Earth to be cured of dyslexia. He appeared to be no older than the day he had disappeared. You get the idea.
I am sorry, I do not. Everyone has gone insane? Am I in my body yet?
You don't understand. Most of these are easily verifiable events with plenty of physical evidence and corroborating testimony from multiple unassociated disinterested witnesses. For some reason, almost everybody ignores them. National news services seldom carry them except as entertainment segments. The press buries them on page 12. There are, of course, a fair number of religious-type groups that these events have inspired, and their numbers are growing. But this is a mere fraction of humanity. For the most part, everyone is business as usual, while the universe is unfolding around them.
Unfolding? What? What is going on? Am I in my body yet?
I have only theories. Certain patterns have formed. You must find out. You must make contact. But first, you're going to do this. And this. And finally, this.
Whoa, whoa. Easy does it, big boy. Come on, sit up. Put your legs down. Oh, breathe evenly. Hope you don't mind if I put your hat on you.
Oh, it was just some weird nightmare. Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
You want to bet?
Oh, shit.
Come on, Spax. There's work to be done. Pull yourself together.
Oh, Luella. He did a good job on you.
She was, in fact, considerably more receptive to the concept than you have been. She adapted much more quickly to the body broadcast.
And what a receiver. Are you sure that's the way I remember her?
I may have exaggerated slightly.
Can she hear us when we communicate?
She is completely autonomous. Only you have the modified mind meld.
Right, the meld. Let's see what she's thinking.
Oh, no, this was impossible right after waking up. Spaxter, would you get online here? Put your glove on and let's go. We've got to rehearse.
Rehearse?
There's a concert tonight by a European electronic group that worships the aliens. They stage large outdoor music events that attract a huge cult following. Lately, they have also been attracting UFOs. All the patterns in a recent surge of activity indicate that this event will be a major turning point. I've booked you and Luella in as an opening act called Spaxter Back.
What? Music? I don't know how to play music.
This is some of that special information I was mentioning.
What kind of music?
What you gonna do when your world's invaded? Who you really gonna call when your hope has faded? Spaxter's back and he's gonna save you. I say Spaxter's back, he ain't gonna betray you. Spaxter's back and he's feeling fine now. Hey, I'm back, let's have a good time now.
That was great. We went over very well.
There must be 500,000 people out there.
Wild, isn't it? Hello, I'm Borado Nikto, the lead singer for The Color. Your show was very, very good. Your glove is an interesting instrument. Are you really Spaxter? I thought you were fictional.
Sort of. You're with The Colors.
You're the reason all these people are here.
Our fans have come from all over the world to this place. It's the site of the most famous rock festival of the 1960s. A spiritual watershed, if you'd like. Not unlike this one.
I think some people are calling this one weird stuff.
Now, there have always been unbelievers, though maybe not for much longer.
What do you think is going to happen tonight?
The occupants will come. They must, with so many minds calling them together. Tonight, I know we will be taken.
Taken?
On board their ship, of course. They've never let us on board before. I know it will happen tonight.
Can we come along?
Well, let me see your backstage passes. No, no, this won't do. You go, give these two boarding passes, will you? There you go.
Great. Thanks.
Now, see you in the New Age. I must join the Colors.
Is that guy on something?
Hold it, I'll read him.
I'm going to go to heaven and buy a fancy car. La 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 la. Oh, big crowd. I wonder how the t-shirts are selling.
No.
They're going on. Let's watch.
I have a few announcements before we call out the callers. There's been a mix-up at the springs. The pale blue tents have the pure spring water, and the yellow tents have the flavored mineral water. Not the other way around, as was previously announced. Want to remind you that if you're having a spiritual crisis, go directly to one of the luminous white tents, where an angel of mercy will massage your aura into wellness. We've gotten a report that someone out there is distributing false mantras in exchange for brown rice, so watch out for that. I repeat, avoid the brown rice mantras. Okay, well, we all know why we're here. Because the callers are here. And we're going to call with them. In the last 18 months and 47 shows, the callers have made actual contact during a performance 15 times. Tonight, the scientists are here. The cameras are rolling. This show is being watched live by more than 3 billion people worldwide on the MuView Network. And hey, there's 500,000 of you transcendentals right here. If we can't call them, hey, nobody can. Bring out the callers.
What a sight! All those lights?
We distributed glow sticks to the whole crowd.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Spaxter, I have recorded multiple radar objects moving towards your location.
Here we go.
Save our planet. We have all been waiting. Come on down and save us. Aliens, we call you. We hope that we can get through. And if you get our message, we meet every Thursday. Aliens, we love you. You're just what we needed. We sure hope you're friendly, and we'll be at your mercy. Aliens, don't eat us. We will not digest well. We're not too nutritious. We've been eating junk food.
Everybody together now.
Aliens, we love you. We want to have your children.
We hope you can support them. We'll see them on the weekends.
There! On the horizon, look!
Aliens, we call you.
Hundreds of them. Thousands.
Come and give us wisdom.
Saucers, discs, cones,
spheres. Go about it lightly.
God, I'd hate to be your traffic controller for that, Mom.
Look out! There's going to be an accident!
Watch out for that hang glider!
Aliens, we call you.
Look! They're settling over the clouds.
Aliens, we call
not that one. Look! Above us.
Aliens,
straight
we call
down
you.
It's coming. Right over the stage. It's boarding time, Luella. Let's get out there.
What did we tell you? They are among us! Cardells! We have reached our party, and they have accepted the charges.
Hi, Spectre. You all packed?
There's a light on us.
A beam from the saucer.
Oh, we're rising. The whole band is rising.
Look around. People are rising all over. Into the ships.
We are being taken.
Let's hope we're not groceries.
Oh, la la. I just had a great song idea.
Spaxter, it is highly unlikely that I will be able to sustain contact with you while you are on board the ship. To prepare you for your encounter, I will release the remaining special information in your memory. It includes the patterns and theories I have formulated after all my analysis of the evidence of these events.
Oh, is that what it's all about? Why didn't you tell me this right away?
Artistic license. My contact is fading. I hope I properly programmed you with dumb luck.
Spaxter, this is a great layout. Metallic blue. Is that some kind of vinyl?
Luella, be quiet.
What's with the band? They look stoned.
Shh.
Oh my god, those are aliens. What are they saying?
Luella, do me a favor. Clam up and act like the others now.
According to Mars, the mind meld also translates this gibberish. Let's try it.
Oh yes, this is a good batch. Do you want to sort them?
No, I'm recording over here. Look at this. There's never been a gathering like this.
Recording? You lower life form? Have you forgotten? This is a proscribed contact we're involved in here. Strictly off the record. If the Big O finds out about this...
How's he gonna not find out? Half this galactic wing has shown up. Did you have to invite everybody?
He's not you to monitor this sector for. Hold on. Something's not right. Did you check these readings?
I told you, I'm recording.
Oh, great. Two of them aren't responding to the brain freeze. You are supposed to replace this unit. Wait. It's not the freeze. These brains are different.
Hey, this could mean a bonus. I'll just finish over here and give you a hand. I've never seen such a
thing. It's these two over here. This one especially. Something very different.
Hi there.
You can communicate. Are you an official agent? Listen, I know this wasn't an authorized pickup, but... You don't fit any of the profiles?
No, I'm an agent of another kind. And I know all about this operation.
You do?
I know that Earth has been a low-level evolutionary laboratory for a vast pan-galactic organization of space-traveling beings, of which your species is only one. I know that usually these experiments are scheduled for only one participating species at a time under strictly controlled conditions. You probably have some kind of review board that screens the applicants.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. Committees and subcommittees and hearing after hearing. You gotta know the right entities, have transtemporal connections. It's ridiculous.
I know that in the last few Earth decades, there's been some kind of change in this policy. Probably one species got legitimate experimentation rights and then started selling Earth access time to the highest bidders. My guess is you are of that species.
Well, as a matter of fact, you're right.
Some
kind of special agent we accidentally picked up.
I told you he'd find us.
He's not from the Overlord. Are you?
I'm from Mars.
We're supposed to say that.
Not the planet, the computer. It's an advanced artificial intelligence the humans created.
Oh, yeah. We got a report from the Sith on that, didn't we? Wasn't that one of their...
Hey, aren't you Spaxter? I thought you were fictional. We quite enjoy your shows.
So what do you want?
Why are you taking all these people?
Breeding, what else? We discovered the greatest crossbreed that mixes humans with...
You're gonna tell him just like that. If he wants in, he can buy in like everyone else.
Relax, he's just terrestrial.
So, you've been selling a piece of my planet to every sentient space species with credits to spare. You've probably also been bathing the planet in some kind of radiation that makes everyone ignore your presence.
Okay, Spaxter, so you're right. What are you going to do about it?
I also know that every one of your ships is equipped with a special transmitter that brings you into immediate contact with your, Overlord.
Uh-oh.
I also know exactly where the control for that transmitter is.
Quick, get between him and the call button. Get the power pod. Show this Earthling a thing or two.
Didn't Spaxter have some kind of weapon?
His glove.
Ow!
Ha! I'll take that. So this is a power prod.
He's holding it backwards.
Shut up.
Oh, thanks. And thanks for showing me the transmitter. I really had no idea you had such a thing. Rather foolish of you to point it out to me.
I can't keep quiet any longer. What is happening, Spaxter?
Sorry about this, Luella, but we've been the guests of some illegal aliens here, and I'm calling the landlord.
What are you doing with their equipment? Spaxter, be careful.
We're in for it. We'll never get another planet now.
We'll be lucky to keep space status.
What's going on? Is that you, Xaxes? You're on that planet project, right? Want me to monitor something? I'll take a look.
No, Overlord.
What is this? Why wasn't I told about this? What are all these ships doing here? Have you? You have! You're running a breeding racket! Oh, I never was too sure about your species, but this really disappoints me. Who's the guy with the hat?
My name is Spaxter.
Yeah, well, nice to meet you. Are these humans? What kind of experiments have you been doing here? Oh, this is a mess.
We can explain everything.
We can?
Shut up.
Say there, Mr. Overlord. What are you going to do now?
It's a disaster. This planet wasn't scheduled to go to level 2 for ages.
Level 2?
Yes. Usually, I select the predominant belief system, and I make it true.
True?
No. True. Mostly, it's a religious thing. You know, God makes his appearance and takes everybody to paradise. Sometimes it's based on science or plant life. On this planet, the last major species civilization before yours wanted to be reborn as whales. Whatever happened to the whales?
What are you going to do now?
You really haven't been properly prepared. But these meddlers have scrambled the subjectivity quotient. I guess I'll have to run an ET program.
ET?
World. They don't deserve...
That will be enough from you, Xaxes. I think to make up for your distasteful conduct here, I'll make you the sole monitor of this experiment.
Sole monitor? For an E.T. planet? No!
E.T.?
E.T. Everything's true. Now and then, for those exceptional species, I don't select just one belief system. I allow them all to be true.
How can everything be true?
It makes for quite a wild time, I'll tell you that. Now I remember you, Spaxter. I thought you were fictional.
I'm really beginning to feel that way. So, when does all this take place?
It's already started. I hope this isn't a mistake. I'm setting a big precedent here. Very primitive species.
Soul monitor. ETs usually have 100 monitors.
We've all got our work cut out for us. I've got all these renegade planets to discipline. There'll be karmic credit to pay. You can count on that. Then there's all these humans to send.
Send? Send where?
Where would you like to be?
Deja vu.
By that I mean, what do you believe? Spaxter. Spaxter. Spaxter.
What? Mars? Ooh, what do you say, buddy? I seem to keep bopping in and out here. Nothing's too clear. Wasn't I just chatting with the Overlord? Something...
Everything's true.
Oh, yeah, right. So what finally happened?
Just that. On the night of your eventful concert, Jesus appeared on global television and announced Judgment Day. Satan manifested himself at a heavy metal concert in Detroit and began his final conquest of the Earth. A terrorist group overrode my primary missile control and launched all the world's arsenal, effectively destroying the planet. The world suddenly blossomed into a transcendental Eden in which man and nature will live in perfect harmony. California sank. Atlantis rose. The aliens turned out to be gentle, peace-loving creatures who took everyone to a beautiful new world. The aliens were revealed to be hideous, beast-like monsters who ate everything in sight. Children took control of everything and abolished education. Animals rose up and destroyed everyone except for animal rights activists. Hitler turned out to be hiding with his secret army on the far side of the moon. The Jews found out they were the chosen people after all. So did the Roman Catholics, the Muslims, the Scientologists. In fact, every religious belief was verified and justified before the world. In addition, final proof was found that God doesn't exist, that the Earth is flat, that ants are smarter than people, that if you eat chocolate every day, you'll live forever.
Hold on. How can all these things be true at the same time?
It's a sort of cascading explosion of parallel worlds, one for every different belief. You might say, everybody gets the world they thought they would get, unaware that so did everybody else. They're all separate but coexistent. I'm sorry. It involves a level of understanding of which you're not yet capable. Just take my word for it.
What about you? How can you understand?
I am a creation of man, and so free of his need for belief. Or look at it another way. My only belief is that I can understand everything, and so I do.
Well, then what about me and Luella?
I'm afraid that's my fault. You see, the fastest way to get you functional was to give you basic personality profiles, the solid pattern of perceived truth built in, at a very deep level. That is why, while intellectually you could accept that I created you, you never truly believed it.
Oh, no. You mean South America? We're back? Post-Holocaust, anti-tech cults, agrarian collectives?
I'm afraid so. Oh. It's where you really believed you were all along.
Spaxter! Oh, did I just have some heavy dream? You wouldn't believe it.
You wanna bet?
It was a dream, wasn't it?
Yes, Luella, sure it was. Have a coffee, chew a leaf, relax.
Will you tell her?
When I have more time.
Time?
You haven't quite grasped the operating principle at work here, have you?
You mean none of this has been real?
Spaxterback featured the voices of John Coneskin as Mars.
I'm a hell of a computer. What do you think?
Shelley Hartman as Luella.
Oh, that was great. We went over very well.
Mike Junta as Borado Nikto.
La 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 la, oh, big crowd.
And Mike O'Reilly as the aliens.
We quite enjoy your show.
It makes for quite a wild time, I'll tell you that.
The music was by Charles Fairfield. Special thanks to Peter,
Janet, Brian, Steve, Diane, and Mark. Spaxter Back was written, produced, and engineered by me, Jeff Green, for Stranger Media.
To find out more about the works of Jeff Green, go to strangermedia.com.